Breaking it down so you'll understand. This is the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
You're nobody to somebody loves you. You're nobody till some.
Gentlemen, put on a tuxedo tonight, but don't tie the tie. Let the tie hang down.
You may
put the bow tie under the collar of the shirt. Just leave it open. Unbutton the top. Just swagger into the room where your bride awaits.
With a drink in one hand.
That's me. But not everybody, you know, if not that your thing. But just walk in. A little cologne. Put your wedding band on if you don't wear it a lot. Maybe a little jewelry, whatever your wife. God, my wife bought me this bracelet I wear every day now. You know, come on in and go, how you doing? Hey, flick the switch, turn the lights on. Listen,
okay,
kids are out tonight. Staying at their grandmom's, you know. Set the stage for a wonderful night. That's what I've been trying to do for years on the radio. I want you to all have a happy, wonderful, smoking hot marriage, because it's nothing better than coming home to be in the arms of your husband or your wife. My wingman on the mission of our marriage talk segment is Robert Kosick. He wrote the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. He is a church deacon and marriage coach. I'm just a schlubby radio guy. Mr. Kosick, welcome back to the show. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you, Sam. Hey, that was a great Joey impression that you did, you know.
How you doing? Hey, how you doing? You know those pants would look great on the floor. Oh, how you doing?
How you doing? You know what I'm thinking.
That's right. Go ahead. Have some fun with your husband or wife tonight. I mean, come on. Goof around. Life's too
absolutely
short.
Here comes. Have a good time.
Our marriage maintenance tip that Mr. Kosick writes is on our Facebook page at Sam Malone Show. It's called The Gapper. Does your spouse have the gap? And of course, everybody started laughing.
Yeah.
The gap is the space between expectations and reality. We all come up short of our spouse's expectation at times, not all the time, but at times. So, what are you doing with the gap? Things to consider: is the expectation too high, or is the reality too low? Is the gap due to a character issue or an environment issue? How many times should you overlook the gap? All right, so let's say the gap is what? What expectation would there be? Give me an example.
It could be anything. It could be that I expect that when my husband comes home, he is going to get engaged in what's going on in the house. He's going to help with the kids. He's going to help with the homework, and he's going to jump right in with no downtime, just full speed ahead. That could be the expectation. Reality is he's had a hard day. Maybe the traffic was horrible. He came home, and he just needs 30 minutes by himself to decompress before he can get back in the game. And you get that huge gap, right? Because she's expecting him to jump in.
Right.
He's expecting to sit down.
And I'll tell you, that happened to me last night. I left the house before 6 because I'm the owner and president of the company. I got home after 8.
Wow.
So before 6, 8 to 8 p, and I walked in, and Princess was having a problem with a bill. And I think it was a charge on the cable bill. And she said, honey, I want you to take care. And she's talking to me like, I want you to call these people tomorrow. I want you to give them 2 cents. I want you to go Philly on these people. And I literally smiled and I walked away. And I went up to the bathroom just to get a shower because I had been. And I think she understood. So there is that, you know, there is that gap right there, especially after a long day.
So you're going to have them a lot of times. And what's really important is, you know, recognize that they're going to be there, right? You're going to have gaps. You're never going to be able to reach the expectations. And there's 100 things we can list out where those are going to create those gaps. The real issue is assessing where that gap came from. Is that, let's say it's someone who is notorious late to stuff, right? And the other person is chronically on time and hates to be late. So now you got this expectation. So you have to look at it and say, when they come late to something, is this a character issue? Meaning that's just the way they are and they're not going to change. Or was there some other circumstance involved? And it may be that it is their character, but that particular instance maybe was something outside influence, traffic or whatever that was unavoidable. Unfortunately, a lot of times we address the issue and we go straight for what our preconceived ideas are, and we think character issue, you're lazy, you don't take anything important, and we assess that same preconceived idea to every situation. That's where you get in trouble.
It's our marriage talk segment on the Sam Malone Show with my buddy Robert Kosick standing by. How many times, Mr. Kosick, should you overlook the gap?
That's a tough one. That's a really tough one. And it's going to depend on how much you really want to work at your marriage. And so the easiest way to answer that question is to take every situation separate from the previous ones, but still recognizing that if a pattern is building, you then have to have a talk. So you're not necessarily overlooking it, but it may trigger a serious discussion.
Or just sometimes just figure that's the way it's going to be. Right.
That's right. Yeah. I listened to one guy one time. He couldn't stand the way his wife cut carrots. Hated it. Trained her how to cut them the right way. She'd do it for a little while, and then she'd go right back to cutting them this other way. And finally, he threw up his hands and said, "That's it. I'm just married to a crazy carrot cutting woman." I'm just
okay, bro, bro. Time out here. Can I say bro on talk radio?
Absolutely.
Bro, what kind of guy has a problem with his wife cutting carrots? A and B. What kind of guy has to quote train his wife to cut carrots?
Whole nother issue,
right? It's a whole nother. Right. No, but you know what, Denise? It takes her like 2 hours to get ready when we go out on Saturday night. You know, hour and 40 minutes. So I'll put on a suit or my tux, and I just sit there and watch TV. It used to drive me crazy. I used to tap my foot, honey, come on. Now you know what. Put the tux on, put the suit on, watch a movie. Nothing's going to change.
Tapping the foot's just going to slow her down anyway. She's too busy yelling at you to get ready.
She's like, honey, it just takes me longer. I'm like, come on, we'll get started earlier, right?
Absolutely. So let's give some people some tips. So you got this gap in your marriage, and
yes.
There's these expectation realities. What you really need to sit down, and you need to have a serious talk, and I'm bringing this up this week because it came up a number of times this week in the coaching that I was doing. You need to assess every single expectation. That's where you need to start. Number one, is that expectation even realistic? Right? We all have these preconceived ideas of what marriage should be like. Once we get married, this is going to happen anytime, anywhere, right? That isn't exactly how that works out.
Damn, really? That's not in your marriage?
Not every time, everywhere, right?
Wow. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Kosick. Well, nice knowing you.
There you go.
Don't kill yourself over it.
No. Have your wife call my wife. So you have these things that are sometimes very unrealistic. You're just never going to achieve them. They're just not normal. They're based on something that's not realistic. Then you have some of these expectations that they're realistic, but that person's never going to achieve them. It could be that your wife doesn't intellectually stimulate you. You just don't have deep, thought-provoking conversations with your spouse, and you really need that. Well, fine. That's one of those needs you can go get from somebody else. Go talk to other people, listen to talk shows, do whatever you need to do to have that met. They're not going to meet it. And then there are some needs where the reality is just too low. They need to step up the game. But until you talk about those things and really address them with each other, you're never going to know how to get past them. You're just going to be frustrated every time.
True, that marriage talk segment on the Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer, Robert Kosick, marriage coach and deacon and such. But bringing it up, you know, talking about the expectations, that can be dicey ground. You just open the door to an argument. So don't do it on a Friday or Saturday night. Do it on, like, Monday afternoon.
That's right. Don't do it when she's wearing those special socks that tells you what she has in mind for the evening. Don't bring up something bad. Hold off to Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, and no, because then you ruin football. So do it like Monday Night Football. Do it Tuesday, probably between the hours of 5 and 7. There's really nothing going on Tuesdays between 5 and 7 in the afternoon.
There you go.
Come home a little early and say, listen, you know, I know we got married a long time ago or recently, and I think I was kind of thinking something would be like this, and it's not. You know, and whether the romance department, the cleanliness of the house department, the banking department, the job responsibility department, treating the in-laws department, there's a lot of areas where there can be a gap, right?
Yeah, and here's the issue is another way to look at that. Is that gap in the middle, depending on how big of a gap that gap is really disappointment. It triggers a bunch of disappointment. And if you don't address it, you're just going to fester on it, and you're just going to think about it, and you're going to stew over it, and it's just going to cause all kinds of other issues down the road because the other person may have no clue that your expectations
right.
are so high.
And when you're festering and brewing, there's no cheap feels going on.
No.
There's no bumping in, you know, to each other in the kitchen. You know,
unless you're holding a frying pan.
Yeah, you stay away from a woman holding a frying pan. Unless she's pouring in the olive oil and putting the garlic in for your chicken parm and your pasta. But, no, I mean, this is why come on, guys. The clock is ticking. Get to work.
Absolutely. You got to create a safe zone. You got to be able to come to your spouse and say, look, I'm disappointed. I'm missing expectation. And we need to figure out, is my expectations too high or is your reality too low so we can address it?
And let's meet in the middle.
Or figure out a way to get past it.
That's outstanding. And then get back to the cheap feels.
Yeah.
Get back to the butt grabbing and the neck kissing and all that kind of stuff. And, gentlemen, wear your cologne this weekend that you used to wear when you were dating your wife. And, ladies, same thing with the perfumes.
Absolutely.
Outstanding.
Hi, karate.
I thought it was canoe. Were you wearing high karate?
No.
The intel about the marriage gap is on our Facebook page. It's Sam Malone Show. This is my wingman, Robert Kosick. He's the classy guy on the program when it comes to marriage talk. I bring a little more street to it. But I think the bottom line is to complete the mission, ladies and gentlemen. Make it happen this weekend.
Good, wholesome balance. And the bottom line is, folks, we just want you to have the best marriage you can possibly have.
Amen.
And we're going to give you every tool we can think of to get you there.
Outstanding. Outstanding way to wrap it up. Have a great weekend.
You too, Sam. Have a fantastic time.
Will do. 8:45, Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer. Like you did mine.
Stop.